Hello, this is Ken. Is this Mike?
Hey Ken, yeah, Mike here. How you doing?
Mike, I saw that. I saw California flash. I went, "Ooh, I haven't given Mike a call today."
I've been busy with my family as well, and I did not get a moment to speak to you. Apologies about that. But do you have a few
Oh,
minutes,
no worries.
or am I?
I'm glad.
Yeah.
No, I got a few minutes. We're settling down for the evening, so it's a perfectly good time.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so basically not quite ready to pull the trigger.
Okay.
I still need to get more feedback on requirements and stuff like that from end users before I pull the trigger on it. I'm still going to hold on to your, I know the quote's a discounted one, but I'll hold on to kind of what you laid out as like a guideline. We'll very likely be back in touch in a few weeks or so. Maybe a
Right.
month once I get a chance to talk to more users. But yeah, I just with the limited feedback I had so far, just had to not quite ready to pull the trigger.
Understandable. So, when you say the end users, just by the way, I'm just curious, who are you talking about? Is it the patients that are going to be interacting with the?
No, this is actually the physicians who would be kind of giving approvals on. This is the type of content that I feel is ideal to get me to recommend it to their patient populations. Because we're having like a dual marketing push. One would be to physicians to recommend it to their patients, which is kind of the more or less the easier way to do it, and to be able to keep it in a tight geographic area for sending out and retrieving tablets. Long term would be going directly to patients themselves, but that would probably be better once we had an app that was in one of the web stores, either iOS or the Google Play Store, with free download, pay us a couple $100 to use it type thing. Which again would be a bigger investment on the software side.
I see. Okay. So this is more like a pilot that you're doing with putting
Yeah, so
together
the
something.
yeah, so the pilot I'd be doing is geared more towards physicians' practices, and there are a few docs I had talked to prior, but I want to get some more feedback for them once I can lay out, this is exactly what I'm planning. Will this do it for you, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
Right. So based on your any kind of discussion you've had with the physicians and the end users, like you call them, so far, do you think they'd be able to wrap their heads around the functions of the software based solely upon the writing and explanation? Because we do focal groups for some of the larger commercial clients, and when they launch an application, let's say a music player or music app, for example, they do a focal group usually, and that spans anywhere between 500 sample users to even about four or five states that they look to target in the first go. And they usually what they do is they build a prototype, and so we build the designs out for them, we build the wireframing out for them, and we put together all of that into a prototype before it actually goes into the coding and development phase. And that's what they use, and they kind of take a breather once we're done with the designs. They roll that out to the focal group and the sample users, and then based on that feedback, which is actually called the iterative or incremental development approach, if you're familiar with the software development life cycle methodologies, this is one absolutely viable process of building a software based on user feedback. Do you think, once again, I mean, do you think based on writing and explanation, would it cut for you with the physicians and the end users?
So with my particular application, the end users, being the patients, are ultimately going to experience is just a feed of images and video, presuming we did that the slideshow option in between.
Right.
So it would be less a wireframe of these are the different fields you interact with. These are the colors of the buttons. What color button makes you happier when you press it? It's more of just they're the recipient of streaming content. on the physician side, it would be
Yeah.
similar in that the physicians are never going to, at least in the first couple versions I can envision, the physicians are not going to interact with anything that would require a wireframe. The docs would want to know, what I'm presuming is, what information we're going to be getting, how we're massaging the information that the patients are going to be getting, are we hitting the patients frequently enough, and just mainly to make sure that this type of an app, that I can get a few more data points from docs saying, yeah, actually, I think this can work. But
right.
I don't feel that I quite need like a wireframe. If I was producing a product that the physician's secretaries were going to be loading with information, that would be an entirely different conversation we'd be having. Because then it would, you know, the design of the app would matter. What I envision is just me and a couple other people up front dealing with whatever klutzy interaction we have to deal with on the alpha version to
right.
get the product out there. But I think
okay.
the uptake is not going to be dependent on how they're using it.
So the dashboard is going to be used by yourselves.
Right. The dashboard would be me and any employees that I have
gotcha.
Pushing the data out to the patients. Eventually, what I can imagine is an app that the patients interact with to load their own information in and to streamline the process when we look at scaling. But we're so far away from that right now.
I see where you're coming from. Okay.
If that makes sense. I see a third version, you know, first version just being this, you know, the basic one that I can push out,
mm-hmm.
you know, beta it or alpha it with five to 10 practices and just see what sort of feedback they get. See if any docs want to do clinical trials using it, which again, that's looking at a year or two worth of use. Eventually, once we had some money coming in, I would envision trying to streamline the process we're doing, you know, to make it easier to push out content. Like I would imagine with what I've been doing so far, it would probably take me working by myself 2 to 3 hours to put together enough content for a single patient.
Right.
And I'd be looking at, you know, sending them the tablet, retrieving the tablet from them, doing 3 hours of labor, plus the sales aspect of convincing the patient to use it, and maybe getting back $100, $150 in user fees, which, you know, by itself is not sustainable under that model, but it would be a further iteration that would streamline it to the point of automating some of the tasks I'd be doing up front.
Okay. So some of the data points you mentioned about, for example, how frequently should the message go out, right? How frequently should it be scheduled? What other data points are you looking to collect insights on from the doctors and the physicians?
Mainly conceptual. Would this actually be something you would use? Is this something you would recommend to your patient population? I have a couple feedback so far, but I haven't been talking to people while I've been waiting kind of to see where this was going with design phase. So I've also been trying to figure out ways to brute force it
mm-hmm.
using currently accessible available software that even if it took me, you know, 8 hours to get one unit out, just to see if I can push it out there. But none of the software I found will do it the exact way I want to do it.
Yeah.
Which is why I started looking at, okay, if I did this a custom app, mm-hmm. could that meet my things? And one of the big challenges I was having is how do I get a video to stop when I want it to stop? So in Android, there are enough software pieces out there where I could get get some kiosk software that they use at expos to lock down an iOS or an Android device that would then let you lock it down and force it to use one app or one website you know, that's commercially available for $4 per month per device. A couple different companies do it.
Okay.
But the pushing of the videos is difficult. Where there's software out there that allows you to loop video.
Mm-hmm.
So I could, and it all seems to be geared towards using at an expo table or using at a restaurant where you want to push your menu to a smart TV from noontime until you close at 11:30. And there's plenty of software out there that will let you throw that up to a device. Or if I was working in an expo, I could load up, you know, let's say 3 5-minute videos that'll play on a loop endlessly on an iPad that's locked to a screen. So anybody walking past my booth will see one of these three videos playing in a loop, and I can schedule it to stop the loop. But to play a 30-second video, the problem is I could tell, at least I just explain it, the way the software is available currently is I can, let's say, schedule the 10 o'clock video to play at 10.
Right.
But the only way to shut it off is to play a null video at 10:01.
Right. So there's no
to show a doc what it looks like, fine. But even for a patient who's in a potentially confused state and just wants to see a video of their daughter,
mm-hmm.
it would play 30 seconds or 45 seconds, and then it would start to repeat, and then we cut her off mid-sentence.
Yeah.
And each video, because of the way I'm cutting and pasting information into it, each video might vary by several seconds.
Hmm.
So,
give me an example of one of them. What software comes the closest to your requirement so far?
Actually, I have to give me a second. I'll share you what sort of stuff I found. Like one of them that kind of went down the rabbit hole of meeting with, you know, multiple levels of sales engineers and technicians.
Mm-hmm.
I have to look at.
I mean, it's all right. I mean, if it's you know, you'd have to dig it up or something.
No. You spent so much time with me. I'm happy to, you know, share some information back. Kiosk Pro is one, but they're like, you need to get a third party developer to develop the app that we can lock it to. The one I went down the rabbit hole with was 42 Gears.
What do you call that again? 42 Gears?
42 Gears, like a bicycle gear. So it's 42
GEARS.com.
They have multiple different kind of kiosk software packages, and one is, you know, so you get one of their products will lock the device and give you admin. It lets you do admin control over a fleet of devices. Let's say I was going to an expo and we're going to have 25 devices at our booth.
Right.
You can have admin control over all those. It gives you, you know, wiping ability if someone steals one, like all that stuff. And then they have a video portion that allows you to push videos in different ways to the device. But they don't have a way to stop a video once it starts. That doesn't involve looping.
And they
and
probably want to do an enhancement for you, and that probably comes at a lot of cost, or they don't do it at all.
They don't do it at all. Or at least I didn't go far enough down the path of getting there. It was, yes, we can do it, yes, we can do it, yes, we can do it. And eventually I'm like, doing it this way? Well, we can't do that, but we can do this. And their options were,
yeah.
And basically what it came down to was you can play your video, and then you stop it by playing a null field video.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps I could you know, stop it with a, you know, stop it with a slide deck or something. But you'd still have that. I was just looking for a clean cut of whether my video was 30 seconds, 45 seconds, a minute and 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the video stops, stop it. there was a bunch of stuff that I was able to find on a bunch of different Android apps, and kind of going down the rabbit hole of looking at, you know, Android tricks and hacks, where Android has a specific function to loop a video.
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, I want this video to loop for me. But it's much more difficult, and it's beyond my ability to get the Android device to notice when the video stops and use that cue to do something else, which is, I think, what you guys are doing, which, again, several thousand dollars worth of, you know, getting that just to be able to stop that.
Okay, yeah, I mean, so you've done some research, and I like that. And, you know, so are we concluding that none of at least what you've seen so far works for you?
None of the cookie cutter apps that have been, at least the apps that I've been finding, mm-hmm. to automate. So I basically want to put a tablet in front of someone and have it act as a relatively static device. No inputs. You're not going to do anything to it. It's just going to sit there and look pretty and give you information.
Mm-hmm.
The companies that are doing that type of stuff, for some reason, they're not dealing with short videos that need to be cut and trimmed. So in theory, and you know, another way that I've just started to look into brute forcing it myself is there a way that I can, you know, take a 35-second video and add 25 seconds of silence to make it a minute? Then I can play, you know, the null video on the other guy's software for $4 a month to stop the video then. But again, that just, I have to teach myself how to do video editing, which is the next
rabbit
hole. And
that just increases your legwork. I mean, it's a lot of heavy lifting trying to put together
exactly.
A video.
It's heavy lifting, and it's the opportunity cost versus just paying the money to do it. Again, my better half also has a vote. So,
yeah. Tell me about her. What did she say? How did that conversation go?
She has one. That's what I'm saying. She wants me to get more feedback from the field before actually putting money into something that, you know, might or might not work the exact way we want it to. You know, knowing that that's not 100%, make sure you're at least pointing in the right direction. You know, so I wasn't completely through the process of getting my feedback when, you know, getting frustrated with trying to find my own ways to brute force it. Found, you know, did a quick search, and you guys came up high on a list of, you know, recommended companies to do custom apps, and you're, you know, local in the U.S., which I like, not dealing with international people. And, you know, just to see. And basically from you guys, I was looking, what's a benchmark? Am I looking at, you know, if it was $1,000 or $2,000, I would have written you a check 2 weeks ago and done it. If it was $100,000, I'm looking up I got to start, you know, getting my resume together and looking for a sales job. You know, that, you know, $7,000 to $10,000, that's like, yeah, I can do it, but I need to be a lot more certain before I pull the trigger.
Okay. So that's where we're standing at, right? Yeah.
That's where we're standing at right now. You know, so when I first reached out to you guys, it was the, you know, if you came back at $2,000, write a check.
Yeah.
The ATM mail you a few $100 bill. That would be easy. I wouldn't have to even run it by my second half. Once it gets close to, you know, once it gets closer to 10,000, then it's like, okay, let's take a step back. Make sure you know exactly what you're doing. Take one more run through brute forcing to see if there's something obvious you've missed. Or if you want to spend that money, that's fine. But really make sure you have, you know, 4 or 5 docs that I can push it through immediately.
Right, and then, you know, it's just that, you know, this timeline, I mean, it doesn't have to be time-sensitive in any way. It's just that, you know, you wanted the best price possible. Of course, everyone looks for the best price possible, and then we had this opportunity. So I thought, you know, a lot of my clients, I'd be honest with you, you know, especially the enterprise clients, when they're looking for something, they're more focused towards the features and the requirements. And then for their own reasons, right? Because they have the money coming in, they wouldn't mind spending another $10,000 trying to get something straightened up. But in your case, we had to, you know, we one of the you know, parameters was to make sure it was within the budget. It was, you know, bootstrapped in terms of budget. B, it would do what the, you know, the custom, you know, the packages off the shelf have not been able to accomplish for you, and therefore we were looking for a custom solution. Otherwise, I could have just pointed you in the right direction as far as, you know, a kiosk system or something is concerned. But honestly, you know, I've worked with a few of them, and I could not come up with something that would match exactly your requirements, right? So based on all
exactly.
of that,
no,
I think that's
you've hit, I was going to say, you've hit all the right buttons. So I can't tell you, I cannot say, nope, you didn't hit the requirement. No, you couldn't do it the right way. Mm-hmm. No, the money is really way too much for what I'm getting. None of that. It's mainly just the working in a partnership, and I can't quite pull the trigger today, which is
understandable.
Which is where I'm at. And, you know, if it was, and the result would be the same if it was not your, you know, 20% off sale. That actually got me closer to it.
yeah.
But even, you know, knowing that I'll have to spend a couple $1,000s more in 2 or 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
I still just need to make sure, unfortunately. If you can still offer the deal in a few weeks once I have more customer feedback, that'd be fantastic. But the customer, it's basically no matter what the cost was, you know, anything above, you know, $2,000 or $3,000, it means I need to get a lot more customer feedback first. It's outside of my, I guess, write you a check stage.
Right, right. And that's totally understandable. You know, it's just that, you know, after today and, you know, precisely, you know, since you already know about the background and everything, it's just that, you know, on Memorial Day and then, you know, the Veterans Day, we offer a pricing that, I don't know if I should say this or not, but it doesn't save us anything, right? So we just, you know, for example, there's this project we're doing for about $25,000, not the biggest project we've done, but when we do the numbers and if I show you the, you know, the internal LOE, as we call it, you would find out that we'd just be paying the developers and the designers to get it done, right? So the company doesn't make a margin out of the projects that we onboard during this time. So, of course, that's, you know, it's a pretty thin margin that we work with. And, you know, if you talk to other companies, I'm pretty sure you must have, they must have given you quotations that must be way too much higher than what I quoted you. And that's just because even on a regular day, we offer a pretty nominal pricing. And therefore, you know, on days like Memorial Day or, you know, the Veterans Day, when we cut down the pricing by even a slight bit, by, say, 20%, it kind of cuts through the margin. And we're just doing the
I completely understand that, and also understand the rationale for why the company's doing it, which is an awesome reason. I wish we'd started the conversation 3 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and not 2 weeks ago, because then that would have been if you're looking at a couple months away, we have a sale coming up at the end of May. But just it turned out it was too quick for me to turn around.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, it's just the coincidental circumstances,
exactly.
You know, for lack of
exactly.
a better word, right there. The only reason one reason that I called you today, I mean, of course, I had to get your answer, but I was kind of expecting an email from your side, if not a call, and I knew you would get back to me by the end of the day.
That was totally my bad. I apologize to that. That was very unprofessional on my standpoint.
No, absolutely not. I mean,
hanging out a long weekend with the kids, and as soon as I saw, I was like, California, I'm like, oh, it's Mike, and I didn't send him an email, and it's already it's in the evening.
Yeah, it's a holiday. I mean, it's a family day, and I totally appreciate that. I respect that as well.
Oh,
the
and
only
I,
reason
I appreciate,
that I wanted
I,
to call
I appreciate you.
You
reaching out on a day too. Yeah.
Oh, no, my pleasure. And, you know, we stay in contact as well. And just feel free to bounce off ideas with me and, you know, let me in on the feedback that you get from the doctors and the physicians and everything. I'd be more than happy to, you know, give you my two cents, if nothing else, and, you know, kind of be helpful if nothing else. So we'd continue the contact. It's just that, you know, I just got off from my family and everything, and I thought I'd just, you know, ring you up and see what's going on. And then on top of that, I spoke to the developer earlier today, and, you know, I was kind of trying to figure out the numbers and everything, and I strictly wanted to keep it within the 7.5 figure that I gave you for the discounted price. So I spoke to the developer, and the, you know, this feature that you wanted about the the slideshow customization during the, you know, between the videos that we just spoke about in the last email that I sent you before leaving for the weekend. I spoke to the developer, and we somehow worked out that we could do it within the budget that we gave you for the app itself without charging you an extra for the extra feature. So, but then again, I mean, I think that's, you know, if we have to wait and we'd look at the, you know, the feedback coming in. And I don't know, I mean, at that point in time, this may not even be as relevant as it is right now, because, of course, the feedback is going to change a lot of the plan as well, and for good, of course. So that's just one reason that I wanted to call you for, and then, of course, I wanted to check in with you. So I appreciate your time, Ken.
And if I didn't need to get that feedback, that would definitely incite me to jump more, because the more I thought about it over the weekend, I'm just doing, you know, mind experiments and just working through different scenarios, is that slideshow in between is definitely going to be something that I think the project needs. So even if we have to put a hold on it, come back later with more money, it's still that slideshow is definitely going to be a part of, it's definitely going to be a part of the project.
Okay, perfect. Then so I think
I wish I could give you a green light today, but unfortunately,
that's all right. Don't even worry about it.
It's killing me. But just for my kind of, going forward, anything later we decide to do it, we're looking at about a 20% premium.
That should
approximately.
Be right.
Okay.
I'll give you the final numbers. We'll talk about that.
So roughly just. Again, looking at scale, don't do it now. Don't do it tonight. But it would be, I mean, if we're talking 7,500, it's probably going to be just under 10.
Close to that. I mean,
I'm trying to recall
how we brought this down from 14 to 7.5. And, you know, I think
there was more. When we first talked, there was more to it. And I don't recall what else we had talked about the first. Well, I think we had talked about having multiple dashboards and stuff like that. And then as it came back streamlined to just one dashboard, only we have it, that actually made the whole project make more sense, because I don't
want anybody
mm-hmm. else. I think it was originally, something and they have something, and there was more features, and it was building it up. And as we streamed it, lined it down, I'm like, actually just playing video and just showing slides is, I think, a cleaner way to do it. I think we had also, when it was 14, I think we were also talking about being able to edit the slides remotely. And I think this was just loading it up, fire and forget, have it all. One of the issues I've run into in hospitals is, depending on where in the hospital they put you, you may or may not have good cell phone reception. You can probably make phone calls, but streaming can be difficult. There are then two Wi-Fi networks. There's the in front of the firewall and the behind the firewall.
Right.
And there's no way that I will get behind a firewall without being a huge multi-million-dollar national organization with an in-house security team that they'd let me anywhere near their firewall.
You're about right. And I think as long as you're talking about the same thing, I think we did resolve that when I mentioned to you that the video is going to be uploaded to the software rather than keeping it on an SD card or the device itself. So it wouldn't really stream or buffer at the time when the video is going to play. It's going to be on the software, and therefore even if there was no internet connection, the video would work just fine as long as it's preloaded and pre-scheduled.
Right, and that was the simpler, I think that was the more cost-effective way to do it, was not be able to screen it. Because I've dealt with even the visitor Wi-Fi in hospitals, you have to keep on getting back into it, hit another CAPTCHA, and dealing with patients, all I want to do is stream content between like 8 in the morning and 8 at night, stream.
Right.
And right off the device would be the best way to do it. So I think the 20% up or down, once I decide to go, isn't necessarily going to take you out of the running, I don't think. But, yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could say yes today. It would make me happy to say yes today, but I can't.
That's all right. I mean, don't even worry about it. I just wanted to kind of get into your head and see what's going on and, try to figure it out for myself. Thank you for your time, Ken. And, like I said, we'll stay in contact.
Definitely.
Have your partner in on this as well. I mean, if I don't know, does she live around? Or if you don't mind me asking, of course, I mean, is it like, is she around, or does she live
Oh,
in
yes.
a
Oh, this is, oh,
location?
this is spouse. No, it's here. Spouse.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Spouse with a
So.
joint checking account, basically. My money, her money. Happy wife, happy life.
That's sweet. I love that. And I'm totally on that. I mean, I totally appreciate that, like I mentioned last time as well. So in any way, I mean, we'll stay in contact, and whenever you guys are good to go,
absolutely.
If there's something about the feedback and, the focal group and feedback collection as well that we can help with, we'd be more than happy to do that as well. But for now, I'll leave you alone, and I'll let you work on this, and, just keep me posted, and we'll take it from there.
Will do. Great. Mike, thank you so much for the call tonight, especially in the evening. I really appreciate it.
That's my pleasure, sir. You enjoy the rest
okay.
of the holiday, and you take care of yourself. All
thank
right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.